Ever feel like everyone was working against you?
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton.
You know we've got your back. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Frank Squillace, that usually makes everyone turn off the radio, but please stick around. No, I tease. Noted bass cello player for the Charlottesville Rock and Roll Music Ensemble 395. No, what is it? Is 420? No, that's a different band altogether.
Getting closer.
180, of course. But more importantly, one of the major domos with the Network to Work program at Piedmont Virginia Community College. And, I know it's exciting. The root of all this has been the Orange Dot report, and Ridge has been buried under stats and reports and documents. Is the report about to come out?
It is, Joe. Thanks for mentioning that. In fact, in about an hour, it's going to hit the streets, and we're very excited. People will be able to find it on our website, but it'll be in a press release. And it's always nice to give you an opportunity ahead of time, even if it's an hour ahead of time, to share that with your listeners.
First and wrong is still first in the news business. You know that. So even a little scoopage, I know that, as an abstract, I know the first one, is 25% of families in Charlottesville and 16%, or almost 17% once you included Albemarle County, and you've expanded it to include so many of the other counties, can't get to that survival line, the line where, you're paying your bills, you're making enough to cover the rent and the gas, and then you start throwing in child care and stuff like that. The numbers get up into, I think it's like $46,000 in the report 3.0. Bless President Biden, $15 doesn't get you to $46,000 a year, not by the way I figure it.
And nope, it does not. And that's why it's the support services that assist to help people at least lessen that burden. But yeah, you're right, Joe. We're happy, and people will be able to see it, that number has come down to under 20%.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's exciting. Again, it's not all Network to Work, but we'd like to think we've had a small hand in reducing that number. And hopefully 2 or 3 years from now, if you're still a radio host,
like I'm qualified for anything else, Frank.
Exactly. Then maybe we'll be under 15% or 12%.
Oh, that would be,
which is the whole goal. And as you said right up front, why Network to Work started. Ridge's wonderful research really showed that people struggle, and it's old people and young people and white people and black people. Yep. And it doesn't matter. And although the numbers continue to show that the number of people who make less than $35,000 is doubled for people, African-Americans, as it is for white folks.
Well, and it's so, part of what puts them in such grave danger for COVID, because they have jobs that they have to go to. They can't do it from home.
Correct.
And a lot of times these are jobs, and this is going to have to be, and Republicans and Democrats alike are going to have to deal with this, what is the requirement for sick time? If there's a virus out there that even testing positive for it means you have to take 2 weeks off from work, and you're in an hourly wage job, I mean, you got to make sure that job is still there and that the person can keep paying their bills, because if they take 2 weeks off, sure, fine. But if you're not getting paid for it, now you're 2 weeks behind on your rent.
Yes, and those are the type of workers we see, the ones especially the past year that lost their jobs. How do I do that, Frank? How do I pay rent? How do I, pay for food? The basic needs, again, that is outlined in the Orange Dot report. So you're absolutely right. You'd like to think that, by the fall, we would all be vaccinated, but as you and I know, we are.
Who knows how long this is going to go on, and but that's an important part of it. You still have workforce availability for people. You have employers saying, "Hey, Frank, our logistics department is now 5 times bigger than it was before." Because who knew? But now it's shifted. It's all kind of changed around, and now we're in different places and doing work from different areas all over the place.
Correct. Yep. We have not lessened the number of employers one iota since July 1. In fact, I shared this before on the program. We keep increasing the number of employers and different employers every week, which is great. People need good, solid people to work mm-hmm. for them, and that's how companies and nonprofits and businesses survive.
Well, I was talking to Juan Diego Wade the other day, and we were talking about, you know, it seems like the one city staffer that hasn't left his position is Chris Engel, the economic development guy. But, I mean, you got the tech center coming. Willow Tree has got its great, amazing new facility. And hopefully some of that leads because, you know, the tech sector, PVCC, where you guys are, is really uniquely qualified to start getting young men and women in, and even old codgers like you and me who think a mouse is something you put down sticky paper for.
Right.
You know, can get real honest doodad wages from.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, we are looking at that as we speak to expand the sectors that we offer through Network to Work. And I'm literally working with some of our folks on campus now to figure out what are those IT entry level jobs, because they pay decent. And like you said, eventually, you know, they can work into somebody mm-hmm. like a Willow Tree or others that have higher paying positions. Absolutely. And that's the beauty of what we do, Joe. As you know, we expand it to try to meet the needs of the employers. But that doesn't mean we don't have the basic ones. Our sister division, the Adult Education Center, TJ ACE, also has a class called For Work. So if you are trying to get an entry-level job and you're struggling with reading, writing, math, and skills, we can put you in that class.
Yeah, and it is one of the most heartbreaking parts of any society is when you see a 25-year-old who's gotten a high school diploma in his hand somewhere, and somehow he just kind of got through the cracks, and you know, whether there's not. And really, you know, one of the things that Ridge, I remember showing the orange dot map to a city councilor named Wes once. I was actually using it as a tool because I was trying to get them to understand the idea of representative districts in the city rather than voting at large. And his argument was, well, how would you divvy that up? I said, well, Wes, look at this map of where, you know, the poverty is in the city of Charlottesville, and you tell me how many city councilors come from these regions of the city. And he's looking at it I was really impressed. He took it from me, and he looked at it. He was just like, can I keep this? Can I hold on to this?
Yeah.
And, you know, it didn't turn into anything, but, I mean, that's the kind of information you see, you know, whether you call it gentrification or whatever. I mean, there's areas that need to have a say that I don't think necessarily are having a say. And when Ridge did the first map, it wasn't to poke a finger in the eye. It was to say, look, if you're going to do economic development, you should be looking in these areas because these folks could use it.
Absolutely. You nailed it. And that's the beauty of the report. It shows that down mm-hmm. to the zip code, if you will, down to the area.
Yep.
But as you know, we've also are starting to expand that, because as we expand across mm-hmm. the state, we still need to show why having a network to work, if you will, satellite, is important in those areas. And it's because of exactly what you just said. There are poverty pockets throughout the state.
Yep, and what's amazed me, we were talking to Ridge last week, is how similar all these regions are to what we were seeing in Charlottesville. And we really, you know, that's where public policy needs to meet education, needs to meet talk radio, and maybe even a little cello music. I don't know, Frankie, but I appreciate it. Again, it's Network to Work. Go to pvcc.edu, and Network to Work is the function there. Talk to them about, you know, if you've got a company you're starting up, you know, this is where you should be looking. These guys are going to work their butt off for you. Not just Frank and Ridge, but I mean the folks they're working with, and can do, you know, so many things beyond that with the cars, transportation and education and all that stuff. So thank you again, sir, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds great, Joe. Thanks.
Being tuned in means no Russian disinformation.
We promise.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.